everybody. Today we are in Provo, Utah at Chair Entertainment Group, and sitting next to me is Donald Mustard. Now, Donald, besides Chair having an amazing studio, such a great office space, with actually your own motion capture studio right here where you can do all your own work, you guys have been in the news a lot of new games coming out, and we're going to start at the beginning. Let's talk about your first big release, your first game, I think, Undertow, right? Give me some of the backstory on Undertow.
Well, with Undertow, we'd been looking at what had been happening with downloadable games, mm-hmm. and we were working on our Empire franchise, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit later.
Maybe. Never know.
and I'd been playing a lot of these live arcade games and a lot of these downloadable games, and we had, you know, over the years we've had a lot of ideas for different games that just we couldn't quite justify making into a $60 title.
Right.
You know, just some game concept that at its core was really fun, but would kind of be lost if you really expanded it.
Right,
to be,
not going to put it out with the big, you know, Halo release.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't work. And so we saw kind of the space emerging as a really cool place to try some of these new kind of innovative, cool, smaller game ideas. And so we decided we were going to make Undertow. And Undertow is as kind of an underwater side-scroller action game. And it's just this really cool kind of fast, frenetic game. It's kind of like a cross between Geometry Wars and Battlefield
1942. I love Geometry Wars.
Yeah. Awesome game.
And now let's not be modest, because I heard a rumor that the original drawings for Undertow were created by someone really famous. Who was that?
Really cool guy.
Now this is the problem. This is the problem being married.
Doesn't like to talk about it.
Yeah. Being married to your publicist, right? Because she has access to things she shouldn't. Right?
The and dirt. So, we should be interviewing her.
Yeah, exactly. No, literally, I'm sitting there one day, and she like whips these things out. I'm like, what? Where did you get? And she got them out of like this old scrapbook I had. But yeah, I mean, Undertow. I mean, at least just the core idea, idea of these tons of little guys like fighting underwater was something that I had drawn when I was very young.
Very young.
But then we took that idea and really kind of turned it into something more.
You turned it a little bit more than your 10-year-old sketches. And now, originally, this was it like a 50-meg download. It was fairly small, right?
It was. And that was kind of one of the cool things was we had this memory limit that we had to fit the game into. It had to be 50 megabytes. Instead of dumbing down the game, let's find ways to bend technology to do what we want to do. And so we really are pretty proud of how much game we were able to cram into 50 megabytes. I mean, it's got a full 15-level single-player campaign. It's got full co-op, both online and offline. It's got 16-player multiplayer.
And it got a pretty big following,
yeah,
which I guess sort of leads us into our next mention, which is the expansion pack for Undertow, right? Tell me about that.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
Yeah. No, what's really cool about the downloadable space is we can do this really cool expansion now where we've got the core game in place, and so we can really kind of expand on that. We've got this cool expansion pack called The Path of the Elect,
where we'll
be introducing a new race that you can play as, and it's got a new five-level single-player campaign. And the cool thing is that we were able to embed in some really high-resolution textures and normal maps and things like that that more hardcore people will like, that will not only make the expansion look even better, but it will take your old game and make that look even better as well.
Right.
So we can kind of update the game as we go along.
So this will hopefully bring in a whole new audience to the underworld.
Yeah, to the Undertow universe. I mean, we've got a whole lot of people playing right now, and it's been awesome really kind of playing with the community, because we've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people playing right now, and we can listen to their feedback and incorporate that into kind of the maps that we're creating, and it's really cool, because as we play with people and we talk with people all over the world, we can find out what they really like, what they don't like, and really kind of tweak it to
so this expansion pack is something that your fans have really been asking for. You sort of, did you cater around things that they've requested?
We did. I mean, when we finished Undertow, we were able to kind of look back at the process and see kind of what our favorite maps were and the kind of things we like to play, and then listen to our fans and listen to people that are playing the game and listen to what they liked and what they didn't, and really kind of incorporate that into the expansion pack. So I really think the expansion pack really will cater to those Undertow players that are already playing. They'll really enjoy these maps.
And that's not out just yet, but in a couple weeks, is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be out pretty soon.
Next week or two. Look for that. And, you guys are just, you know, you're not ever bored around here, because you've got a whole new franchise that is original and completely your own, right? Let's talk about the Empire game.
When we finished up Advent Rising long ago, we wanted to do our kind of next big thing. And we had some ideas that we wanted to create this to create a big franchise. Mm-hmm. And we didn't necessarily want to do that by starting in the video game space. And so we kind of spent a lot of time coming up with the core story and the core ideas of this Empire franchise. And we decided that we wanted to first release, our first release in the Empire franchise would be a novel.
Okay.
And so we approached our friend Orson Scott Card.
Yes.
And asked him if he'd be willing to work with us on writing a novel. Because when we were thinking about who we'd want to launch this novel with, we couldn't think of anyone that we trusted more than Orson Scott Card to write us a best-selling novel that would introduce the franchise the way we wanted to. Mm-hmm. And he agreed.
Now, were you just fans of him, or were you a friend of his? Because, I mean, he's obviously very well known for the Ender's Game.
Of course. Well, we'd briefly worked with him on Advent Rising.
Gotcha.
We'd approached him with that, and he'd agreed to kind of collaborate with us in writing some of the dialogue for Advent. And he did exactly what we'd hoped. He took our core idea and he turned it into a New York Times best-selling novel.
Awesome.
that has done awesome for us.
That's
great. And for the franchise. And then we were then able to take that the franchise that was then launched and then license it to Warner Brothers, who's mm-hmm. developing it into a big feature film with Joel Silver. And now the franchise is kind of set up right where we want it to start moving into the game space.
It's an interesting way to go about it, because I would have assumed that most books were out there, you know, living in the world, had been written, and then the video game publisher or developer would come and say, hey, I want to make a game out of your book. But you sort of commissioned the book prior to the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of our sneaky little plan. You know, I think a lot of that has to do with the way Hollywood perceives video games right now. I mean, they don't really give us a lot of respect for what
for
we do.
For their storylines and your character development.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And so we thought that if we kind of backdoored it a little bit, we created a well-respected best-selling novel mm-hmm. first, they would say, oh, this is more of a story. They respect books much more than they do
sure.
video games. And so kind of our little inside joke is that Hollywood is currently making what will hopefully be a really good video game movie that they have no idea.
They don't know what they're doing that yet.
Based on a video game to start with. So
I love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about the storyline and the gameplay, and what kind of game is it? Where are we living in this space?
Well, one of the cool things that we're doing right now is we've got a lot of cool game ideas for the Empire universe. And the first game that we're going to release in the franchise is going to be for, again, this downloadable format.
Great.
So it'll be for Xbox Live Arcade and probably PlayStation Network and stuff like that. And it's what's really cool about it is it's a total next-gen side-scroller.
Mm-hmm.
So some of my favorite games ever were some of the, you know, the side-scrollers that were coming out, you know, late on the early, on the Super Nintendo and on the PlayStation early
yeah.
on. You know, like your Castlevanias and your Metroids
sure.
and stuff like that are so awesome.
Classics.
And so we thought it'd be cool to take some of the height of 2D game design and combine it with modern day sensibilities, like, you know, with all the cool physics and all the cool rendering and all the cool stuff that we can do with the power of the Xbox 360 and
yeah.
with the PlayStation 3 and stuff like that. And so Empire is cool. So it's very much a non-linear side scroller
mm-hmm.
that takes place in the Empire universe. If you've read the novel, which hopefully some of you have that are seeing this.
If not, you better now.
Yeah, you should. It's really good. It takes place during the events of the novel, but kind of from a different character's perspective at a different time. And our hope is that through the different games and the novel and the movie, we'll start to weave together this kind of big universe that kind of brings all these different stories and these different characters together
cool.
to these big kind of climactic events. So
very cool.
It all kind of centers around this organization that is trying to collapse America into a new civil war. And they're successful in doing that. And as America kind of breaks out into this new civil war, you're kind of caught in the middle of these different characters.
It's like a lighthearted comedy.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very light. No serious themes at all.
No,
It's very, very light.
Well, that sounds exciting. And the book is out now. When is Empire going to be available, the game?
It'll be available this year sometime.
Okay.
That's all.
And maybe the movie around the same time? Or they have no control over that, obviously.
No, I mean, the movie's actually coming along pretty well. We've seen some really strong drafts of the script from Warner Brothers, and we were able to get in one of our probably last revisions right before the writer's strike.
Okay.
But, you know, during the writer's strike, we weren't able to do anything, but that's now done. And,
yes,
and
thank
so
God.
We're,
thank God.
Yeah, for lots of reasons, but mostly for Lost. I'm just glad Lost is, we're good.
I had Letterman this whole time, so I've been fine. Yeah, right. Didn't even notice the strike. Right. All right, well, that's really good and really exciting. And there's, since, you know, you're always busy, the other thing that is up on your horizon is Ender's Game, the new thing that you just started working on, right? Again, based on a novel by Orson Scott Card. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, so, I mean, it's kind of, again, we've been working with Card for a number of years now to try and you know.
Because this is a huge novel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Ender's Game is one of my favorite books of all time. Sure. I've been a huge fan of Ender's Game since I was I was 10 years old. It was the first time I read it, and I'm like,
back
when
you were drawing Undertow.
Yeah, exactly. Drawing Undertow, reading Ender's Game, all that stuff, right? All happened at the same time. But, no, I mean, and so, you know, we were lucky enough to be able to trust Card with our franchise, and when it came time to trust someone with his baby, he approached us. And, I mean, there was just no way we were going to pass up on that opportunity.
Absolutely. And I know that it's really early in development. I don't even know if you have sketches yet. But can you tell us a little bit about where you guys are going, what sort of gameplay, where you're going to focus?
Well, we are going to focus completely on the battle room.
Okay.
The battle room, to me, is the, at least to me, when I was reading it when I was young, and the many times I've reread it since then, that's what really jumps out to me is the game I want to play.
Yeah.
I want to be in the battle room. I want to have those kind of experiences that Ender had. And being a huge fan of the book, our goal is to stay as authentic as we can to what Card described as the battle room, except where if there's ever a case where it's not fun, or there's ever a case where
it just makes more sense game-wise,
a little bit more fun to do something, then, you know, we'll deviate. But I mean, our goal is to make it as authentically Ender-ish as we possibly can, and I think that, you know, I know what it's like. I mean, I know when franchises that I care about are put into other people's hands. I mean, I'm a fan of things, and I'm like,
totally, and then they ruin it.
They ruin it. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, we're very humbled to be in this situation, and we understand the seriousness of Ender's Game. Trust me. You know what I mean? And our goal is to make it be the game that we as Ender's Game fans would be proud of, and you know, we're going to do that. We will work and work until the game is awesome.
And again, a downloadable game?
Yeah, I think that we will definitely be targeting the downloadable space. Just because, I mean, I see that just getting bigger and bigger. I think we're totally moving towards content that's more downloadable, more episodic, more you know, more in that nature. And I think we want to keep pushing that. I think Ender's Game will be a little more full-featured than most of the kind of games that you'd see in the downloadable space at this point.
They're all getting sort of bulkier and bigger and better.
But yeah, it'll be a pretty current feeling game, and it'll be pretty awesome. So.
All right, well, I'm glad it's in your hands. Thank you so much for your time. And everyone knows, if we haven't given you enough, you know, check back often to see what Chair Entertainment Group is up to, because I'm sure you've got a few more tricks up your sleeve.
We've got lots going on.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.